Well, thank you very much to our great Vice President. And thank you to all of the extraordinary patriots here at the United States Department of Defense. The world's largest building, I've heard for many years, the world's largest building. And it's under great leadership. Your devotion, strength, and courage keep America safe, strong, and free. It's because of you that the United States military is the most powerful fighting force on the face of the earth. I want to express our gratitude to the old guard and to all of the service members in today's review for their extraordinary commitment to excellence and their unwavering loyalty to our nation. It is the greatest honor of my life to serve as your Commander-in-Chief. Let me also recognize the incredible U.S. Navy Sea Chanters and the band for that beautiful rendition of our national anthem. It was really beautiful, and thank you very much. Fantastic job. Thank you. Thank you. We're gathered here today to celebrate the swearing-in of America's new Secretary of Defense, Mark T. Esper. Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility. On behalf of our entire country, thank you and congratulations. Congratulations. I have no doubt, I know you well, that you will thrive in the performance of your duties and make all Americans, everybody in this great country, all Americans very, very proud. They're right now very proud, but they're going to be even more so as time goes by. People love our country more than ever, and our country is respected again. Remember that. I'm delighted that many members of your family could be here for this special occasion, including your wonderful wife, Leah, your mother, Polly, and your children, Luke and Catherine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations to a great family. Thank you very much. Great family. Also joining us are Acting Secretary Kevin McAleenan, Acting Administrator Chris Pilkerton, Director Dan Coates, Representatives Kay Granger, John Rice Carter, and many members of the Diplomatic Corps. With us as well are many distinguished military leaders, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Paul Selva. Where's Paul? Paul. Paul. Acting Secretary of the Army, Ryan McCarthy. Ryan? Ryan? Hi, Ryan. Stand up, Ryan. Doing a great job. You're filling big shoes, Ryan. Acting Secretary of the Air Force, Matthew Donovan. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're listening to President Trump speak today at an Armed Forces review. And the prayer call will start in 5 minutes. Thank you.
Mark, thank you, Mark. Congratulations to Mark. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Carl Schultz. Thank you, Admiral. Marine Corps Commandant General David Berger. General, thank you very much. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein. General, thank you very much. And Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson. Thank you all. Thank you, Admiral. Over many decades and times of war and peace, Mark Esper has answered the call of duty. He's never failed. He hails from Uniontown, Pennsylvania, the hometown of his personal hero, the legendary former Secretary of Defense, and a great one, George Marshall. Mark attended the United States Military Academy at West Point, graduated in 1986, receiving a commission in the infantry. Soon he earned his tab, Ranger tab, and fought with the famed 101st Airborne Division in the Gulf War. He was awarded the Bronze Star and the Combat Infantryman Badge for his service. Brave guy, they all told me he's a brave guy. I knew that anyway. In total, Mark served in our nation's military for 21 years. He completed his final active duty assignment right here at the Pentagon on the Army staff, and then returned 6 years later as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Negotiations Policy. Over his career, Mark has advanced our national security in a variety of other government and private sector roles. He has worked in both houses of Congress advising lawmakers. I can see he had some talent because he won, was it 98? To what? No, you got 90, right? Can you believe this? I don't believe it. I heard a 90. 90 to 8, right? I don't know. I haven't heard that sound in a long time, Mark. Now I'm worried. 90 to 8. Wow. He served as vice president of Raytheon. Along the way, Mark earned a master's degree at Harvard's John F. Kennedy School of Government and a PhD at George Washington University. In 2017, Mark was sworn in as Secretary of the United States Army, a position in which he earned universal admiration and respect, tremendous respect. At the Department of Defense, Secretary Esper will work with more than 2 million service members and hundreds of thousands of civilian employees, all dedicated to one critical mission, the defense of the nation and of this great nation's people. I have absolute confidence that Mark will ensure that our incredible military is fully prepared to deter conflict and to defeat any foe. No enemy can match the awesome might of the American Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines. We had a budget approved when I first came in, billions and billions of dollars more than it was previously in the previous administration, $700 billion. Then I went to $716 billion. And I won't even tell you what this one is. I can only tell you it's even more, because we have rebuilt things that nobody ever even thought of rebuilding. We've added the greatest planes in the world, the greatest missiles in the world. We've upgraded our nuclear very, very powerfully, including new. We never want to have to use it. Pray to God that we never have to use it, but we have the best.
Good evening, everybody. The prayer call starts in a minute. We're listening to President Trump speak today at an Armed Forces event, and we'll be with you in just a minute to start the prayer call. Thank you.
Into the hearts of our enemies. Our military today is more powerful by far than ever before. And 3 years ago, we could not have said that, could we, Mark? We're giving our warfighters the tools they need to fight and win with overwhelming force. After years and years of budget cuts and all of the things that they've been doing to set us back with our military, we have more than made up for all of it. We're building new tanks and ships and submarines and planes and missile systems to ensure that our warriors operate with unrivaled capability in conflict. Any battlefield will be a battlefield on which we win. We have given our service members their largest pay raise in nearly a decade. And under this administration, we have faced the challenge of our time with clear eyes, fresh thinking, and bold determination. Our first priority is always the safety and sovereignty.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the prayersfor45.com prayer call for Thursday night, July 25th, 2019. I'm your host, Scotty Sachs, coming to you from a balmy 76 degrees in Southern California. Welcome to everybody. Welcome to our first-time callers as well as our longtime members. It's an honor and privilege to host these calls and grateful to have convened such a great group of people dedicated and committed to the sovereignty of this country and praying to help us get there. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. As always, we will do two prayers tonight. Our first prayer for President Trump, his administration, and his family. And our second prayer, we'll pray for the reset of the rule of law. When we talk about the reset of the rule of law, most people think about the politicians and lawmakers in D.C., and while that is certainly an integral part of the reset, tonight we'll have a brief discussion and bring context to a more bigger and broader definition of resetting the rule of law. So stick around. We'll talk about that. I do want to mention before we get started, we record all of our calls so that members can hear them on playback, and we are having a little trouble with storage and uploading stuff to the site. We have a web guy coming in Monday this coming week to help us set up for the future, to add more storage and to get us set up, not only to post our calls, but we will begin posting articles and editorials that myself and a team of writers will get down to business and start posting on our site. So we'll give you more information about that when the time comes. In the meantime, let's move into our first prayer. Kimberly, how are we tonight?
Oh, I'm super, Scotty. It's a beautiful day in Arizona.
Awesome. You're my neighbor there to the east, and I know you spend a lot of time in Southern California as well. My nicest thing I can say for Southern California, it's probably the best climate in the United States, but beyond that, I'm moving to Texas. So, Kimberly, would you get us going on our first prayer?
Yeah, absolutely, Scotty. You know, I was thinking today about, you know, how much is God really seeing? I mean, we want to believe that he's seeing, and we want to believe that he sees everything. But I just wanted to remind us, there are so many scriptures in the Bible, in the Old Testament scriptures and in the New Testament, that talk about the eyes of the Lord seeking to and fro throughout the earth. And one of those verses I want to read tonight, actually two verses, one of them is found in 2 Chronicles 16:9a. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth so that he may support those whose heart is completely his." Another verse that really encouraged me as I was pondering this today is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, that says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching both the evil and the good in all of their endeavors." And I just really want to encourage you and let you know that God is watching. God sees everything. He sees what's hidden. He sees what's done behind closed doors. He sees what's done in secret places. And he also sees what is happening right out in the open. And so I was hoping that would encourage you today as we come before the Lord and ask him to continue to allow the things that have been hidden to be made known. So bow your heads and let's just get into the presence of the Lord. Father, we come before you. We thank you so much that we can find comfort in your word, knowing that nothing surprises you, that you see everything, that you see all of the things that are happening in the natural and the supernatural, the things that are out in the open and the things that are hidden. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be encouraged knowing that you are watching both the good and the evil, those whose hearts are for you and those whose hearts are against you. And, Father, we come before you and we ask, Lord, that you would continue to draw the hearts of men and women and children towards you all across our country, Father, and across our globe. Father, I pray that you would pour out your spirit, not just on our nation, Lord, but on our country and on our country's people, Father, and across the globe. Father, I pray that you would continue to anoint men and women into leadership who are committed to you, whose hearts are found totally dependent upon you. Father, I pray that you would continue to expose those whose hearts do not belong to you and whose hearts are not for you, Father, that even as you wait for creation, your word says that you wait for creation and you wait to pour out your justice. Father, I pray for your mercy, that your mercy would come and meet those people, Father, who might be lukewarm or who might be on the wrong side of the fence. Father, I pray that your spirit would bring conviction and bring hearts towards you, Father, and that you would have your way with them in their lives. Father, we thank you that you are a God of mercy, and we thank you that ultimately love covers a multitude of sins. We thank you, Father, that you are a God of love and that it is perfect love that casts out all fear. And so we come against the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. We thank you that we have authority over the pit of hell because of the blood that was shed on the cross for us. We thank you, Lord, that we can look at the forces of darkness and command it to stop and desist and tell it that it is bound for 1,000 years, Father. We have knowledge because of your word that you hold the keys, Lord, and that you already have the end in written. It's done. And we thank you for the victory. We thank you that the victory belongs to you. And so, Father, we take all of these things and we think about our president. We think about this precious man that you have appointed for such a time as this. Lord, we know that you appoint all the leaders across our land and throughout time. We know that your sovereignty is the one who allow, you are the one who allow men in leadership who are for you or men who are in leadership who are against you, that you change hearts and that you cause hearts to bring forth your will to be done. Father, we thank you for our president. We thank you for the safety that you continue to pour out on him and his family. We thank you that he continues to thrive in his mind, body, and soul. Father, we thank you that you continue to speak through him, Lord, by your spirit. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the victory that you continue to give him. Lord, every single day, Father, he is declaring winning, 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 winning. And we ask, Lord, that the winning would bring you glory. We ask, Lord, that you would be glorified by this winning in the United States. We ask, Lord, that you would be glorified as our country is returning to the rule of law and financial accountability. Lord, we know it all belongs to you ultimately and that we are just stewards, Father. And we thank you that you can be glorified in the victory of returning the rule of law to our nation, to our courts, to our Washington, D.C., Father, and our cities and our towns and our states. Father, I thank you that you are restoring the rule of law in our capitals across this great land. Father, I thank you that you continue to bring your justice through our courts. Father, we thank you that you are in charge, and we know that because of your word. And so we bring all these things to you. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who cares, that you have told us that we can bring our cares to you, that we can cast our cares, for you care for us. And so we come with these requests to your throne. We lay them down at your feet, and we ask, Lord, that you would grant it according to your will, not because we deserve it, not because we are owed anything, Lord, but because of your mercy and your grace and your love for us, and because you said we could. So we give all these things to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. It's always great to have you lead our first prayer. And for those of you who are new to our group, Kimberly leads our first prayer for President Trump every Sunday and Thursday at 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 Eastern. Well, Pastor Joseph was supposed to lead our second prayer tonight. I don't see him on the call. He must be held up. I'm going to bring Betty on to jump in. Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for always being here. I know we can always count on other people to stand behind our great prayer leaders. And I did speak to Pastor Joseph earlier today, so he must be tied up. Something must be going on. But before we get into that second prayer for the reset, the rule of law, I just wanted to bring a little context to what we at Prayers for 45, the founders, have in mind by the reset of the rule of law. It's goes well beyond the lawmakers and politicians in D.C. It's really kind of a three-legged stool that we're praying for. Of course, we haven't had leadership and governance in Washington or probably not at a state or local level in many cases for a lot of years. And so, of course, when we talk about the reset of the rule of law, we're talking about governance and politicians and lawmakers in our various federal, state, and local governments. But in addition, we're also praying here for the reset of the rule of law when it comes to our financial system. As we know, the central banks and those that run the banks around the world, 196 countries, are run financial system through a central banking system, and just like our Federal Reserve, I shouldn't call it our Federal Reserve, it's the Federal Reserve, and it's a private bank. It's owned by private citizens, wealthy families that have ruled this country and this planet for God knows how many years, at least since 1913 when the Fed was formed. So as we continue to pray for the reset of the rule of law, we're also talking about a reset of our financial system, which we know President Trump and the Patriots are working on. And finally, that third leg of the stool, as we pray tonight for a reset, we have to think in terms of the media of this country. The media was always considered the fourth pillar of our great republic. And this constitutional republic depends on an independent thinking, an independently owned and operated media, which we haven't had as well. And 90% of the media in the United States is owned by six companies, companies that are controlled and coerced and really operated by the central bankers themselves. So all of these things working together, the governance, the media, and our financial system, as we pray tonight. And Betty, we thank you for jumping in and leading our second prayer for the reset of the rule of law. Given what I have said as the context, would you like to hear Kimberly?
Say that again?
Would you like to add anything to the groundwork I just laid before you pray?
No. I'm really glad that you covered those three things, because they kind of seem to be they're a theme for me. Yeah. Well, they've been the vehicle through which Satan and his minions have really entered into every aspect of our culture, of our world, of our planet. They've done it straight through the government. They've also done it through education, the education system. But the media, the finances, and our government entities really play a big part. And then sneaking in all those the satanic rituals and satanic worship that has just, I can't believe how it's exploded. It's appalling. It's really, they've tried to do a number, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So let's just go to the throne. God, we come before you. Your word is true, as Kimberly has reminded us. You are the one who accomplishes all things. And Lord, you tell us, you say it right here. I'm looking at it right here in Isaiah, Lord, 56. Thus says the Lord, preserve justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come and my righteousness to be revealed. And how blessed is the man who does this and the Son of Man who takes hold of it. Father, you love justice and you hate when people thwart justice. You hate injustice. And so, Lord, preserve justice by your mighty hand and by your outstretched arm. Lord, you are the one who knows the thoughts of man. You know every thought that we have, the deeds, like Kimberly reminded us, all of the deeds that we think that we're committing in the darkness and in secret are open to you. They are being written down in books as we speak. There are no mysteries, Lord. You know all the answers to all the mysteries. Everything that people think and are doing and are plotting are right before you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would intervene in all of those plots and schemes, that man can plot and scheme, Lord, but it is by your direction that things happen. And so, Father, we pray that you would intervene with all of the evil schemes of Satan, that he has been trying to weave this web of evil, and he hates you, He has rebelled against you from the beginning. He has been a liar. And, Lord, we ask that you would be Lord over all of the schemes, that you would undo them, and that you would bring down all of the strongholds that have taken over our planet. Father, we think of the strongholds in government and how people have been, a lot of these people, Lord, have been committing these acts not because they want to, but because they've been blackmailed. And so I pray that you would release them from the blackmail, that you would expose the perpetrators, that you would put people in the path that are righteous, that would want to turn the tables, that would set the record straight, that honest people, Lord, who would stick to the rule of law, who would hold these people accountable, who would say enough is enough, and who would stand up to the people that they fear, that they would not walk in fear, Lord, but that they would walk by your light, by your truth, and Lord, enough is enough. And so I pray that you, your spirit would permeate all of our government, both houses of Congress, every aspect of our government, the presidency and the courts, Lord. I pray that you would bring down all of the judges and all of the rulers who rule unjustly, and that you would replace them with righteous people. And Father, I pray that you would bring down the CEOs of all the media, the CEOs of all the banks, all those who are perpetrating evil. I pray that you would bring down the strongholds of Hollywood and the stronghold of the music industry that's trying to teach our children about satanic worship. We see all their symbolism, and that will be their downfall, Lord. We see what they're up to, you see. And so give us eyes to see. Give those of us who have eyes to see. Help us to gently expose it to those of us who are around, Lord, and continue to expose all the evils. We thank you so much that you have exposed Jeffrey Epstein. Lord, we were grieving that he had gotten away with it a few years ago and that they had given him such a light sentence, and we thank you that he is being held accountable. I pray that all of the people who were involved would begin to speak up, and that they would begin to turn state's evidence, and that they would be able to bring down the entire system, Lord. I pray for everybody who's involved in trying to make a case, that they would be able to make a strong case. And so help us to wait for the case to be made well, so that all of these people who are perpetrating these acts would come to justice, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. And bring your kingdom, Lord. Bring your kingdom to this earth and let it permeate every aspect of our society. Father, we are relying on you for our very breath. And so, Lord, free this planet from the clutches of Satan and his minions and all that they've been trying to do, and expose it all, Lord. Just tear it right open and expose it all. Save your people and restore the rule of law. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. You know, you bring such great relevance, as does Kimberly, to these calls, and you really kind of nail things in a way that I just always admire. And you mentioned tonight the stronghold of Hollywood, and that really resonates today. That extends to the entire Hollywood and their entertainment complex, the media, Hollywood, all of entertainment. As I read today, comedian D.L. Hughley said, and it's not misquoted because I watched the video, comedian D.L. Hughley said today in a radio show that devil worshipers are better than Trump supporters.
Oh, my gosh. What?
I'll repeat that. This is a major star promoted by Hollywood and the entertainment complex, D.L. Hughley. He's a multi-million-dollar property involved in comedy and television and many other productions. I think he's done some movies. This is a man who today said devil worshipers are better than Trump supporters. And as he elaborated, he feels that he can't talk to Trump supporters, that we're somewhere in left field, and we have no respect for the country. And he went on and on and literally capped it off with devil worshipers being better than Trump supporters. So when we pray for the reset, these are the kinds of things we're up against and that we're dealing with. And hopefully as we go down the road and the swamp gets drained in all three of the legs we talked about, our lawmakers, the financial system, and media, hopefully people like this and thought processes like this will also fall by the wayside. But Betty, thank you for jumping in and helping out tonight. And just a great job that you always do. I really appreciate it.
Always here to help out.
Before we go to our closing prayer, I want to remind everybody that Prayers for 45 is a grassroots movement. We are growing strictly by word of mouth. So I ask everyone on the call, there's almost 30 people on the call tonight, I ask that you all share the site and send a link to our prayer call times to at least one or two people, friends and family, and help us grow this movement would be greatly appreciated. And without further ado, we will move to our closing prayer, some prayers of gratitude. Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful, and in turn, you will show us the light at the end of this day and every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on this mission to pray for President Trump and for the Patriots. We're grateful he is leading the storm and he's focused on his mission and purpose as president of our great country. Lord, we're grateful you're here to reassert our sovereignty and to reform the liberal, satanic, international cabal. And we pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends, our family, and fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. Lord, we aspire to make this international order of politicians and bankers and corporate crony capitalists, we aspire for them to serve the citizens of the planet, not to control us. We would be grateful, Lord, for this sovereignty. We're also so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Betty, for Pastor Joseph, and Diane, and Ingrid, and Christine, and all those that are on the call tonight. We're grateful to all of you that have joined us, and to all of our friends who have been with us since August of 2018. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and it will overflow with thankfulness. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. When we live in the power of God, we get stronger and all of our fears disappear. Lord, we're so grateful for everything you have given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives and for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported. Lord, we're so grateful for keeping those around us safe and loved. We're grateful for all of your blessings in our lives. We pray that you remind us of just how lucky we are and how that you never allow us to forget to show our gratitude in prayer and return the kind acts. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you again on Sunday night. Hang up the phone, go out and have a great night, and give somebody a big hug, and we'll look forward to seeing you Sunday. Bye-bye.